Book critic Maureen Corrigan is ruminating on fictional lost objects and lost reading opportunities. Here's her review of Alan Kurzweil's new novel, The Grand Complication.
It's August, time to admit defeat. All those big, luscious biographies, those shimmering novels that way back in May I felt certain I would read this summer, well, it ain't gonna happen. The merciless August sun shines through my windows onto the dusty piles of books stacked optimistically around my house. There on my nightstand is the second volume of Blanche Weazin Cook's biography of Eleanor Roosevelt and Anne Roe's highly praised biography of Pontius Pilate. I managed to read about 20 pages into each of them. Next to the computer, there's the heap of paperback reprints of celebrated recent novels I missed the first time around. Rosa Shand's The Gravity of Sunlight, Francine Prose's Blue Angel, Paul Watkins' The Promise of Light, all pristinely untouched. A couple of classics are buried in there, too. Graham Greene's The End of the Affair and Esther Forbes' children's novel, Johnny Tremaine. I didn't even get to crack open George Pelicanos' latest, much-lauded Washington suspense story, Right as Rain. The problem is the weather. Long daylight hours and heat just aren't conducive to tackling books you respect, books you want to give your full attention to. So what's the solution, you might wonder? Jackie Collins? Danielle Steele? Hold on. Before we surrender all claims to taste and rigor, here's an alternative. Alan Kurzweil's new novel, The Grand Complication. It's the perfect summer folly for people who want to look smart while reading light. The novel's cover and pedigree make a good first impression. A blurb by none other than Doris Lessing, a prominent reference to Kurzweil's debut 1992 novel, A Case of Curiosities, which nabbed the cover of the New York Times Book Review. But inside this latest book, a drowsy reader will be reassured to find nothing more taxing than a literary jigsaw puzzle, overlaid with some high-gloss intellectual varnish. And just like a jigsaw puzzle, or Scrabble, or the other mildly brainy amusements with which some people while away their leisure time, The Grand Complication is highly absorbing while you're reading it, and imminently forgettable the minute you stop. The hero of this tale is Alexander Short, a reference librarian at the New York Public Library. Short is a naive young guy who's initially distinguished only by his compulsion to make lists. His wife, a French artist who specializes in pop-up books, has made him a notebook which he religiously wears, monk-like, dangling from his waist. One day, a fussy little man approaches Short's desk and asks, "Might I steal a moment of your time?" The man's name is Henry James Jessen III, and he requests a book on secret compartments, but he's really after much more. Jessen is a collector of strange objects, and he wants a researcher to aid him in hunting for a magnificent 18th-century watch called the Grand Complication, supposedly once owned by Marie Antoinette. Alfred Hitchcock famously called this kind of lost object a MacGuffin, because the search for it sets a story in motion, a story which then becomes so complicated that ideally you forget to care whether the object is ever found or not. That's how the watch MacGuffin works here. It draws Short into a creepy, elaborate quest in which he discovers secret compartments not only in things and places, like the Gothic New York Public Library or Jessen's archaic townhouse, but also in people, like Jessen himself, who grows more sinister as the tale proceeds. But The Grand Complication isn't a story about character. Instead, it works hard to amuse through literary allusion, tricks of the eye, heavy-duty plot engineering. Given its highly stylized New York City setting and its puzzle-type mystery so dependent on word games, Kurzweil's novel is reminiscent of Paul Auster's City of Glass. There's also a trace of the influence of Jorge Luis Borges in the novel's obsession with classification and the inner workings of libraries. And like many libraries I've spent time in, The Grand Complication is also pretty airless. It's one of those casual, summertime-type books you don't regret reading or finishing either.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.